Rapid City Sports Talk Show. Something we're focused on is all these leagues, when they can come back, when are they going to come back, how does it affect the athletes in various sports. I want to go to a guy that's a great expert in orthopedics here in the Black Hills. He's with Black Hills Orthopedic and Spine Center. You know what time we do this? Inside Sports Medicine, brought to you by Black Hills Orthopedic and Spine Center, the leading expert since 1976. Online at bhosc.com. They take care of the elite athlete to the weekend warrior, specializing in what moves you. And Inside Sports Medicine is featuring orthopedic surgeon Dr. Christian Gaffney tonight. Christian, good to talk to you. How are you?
I'm great, Nate. Thanks for having me.
Well, I appreciate it. So let me just get your perspective. You're an orthopedic surgeon, so you've got that side of it, but you know about the sports medicine side of this. And I wanted to ask you, with the COVID-19 scenario shutting down all of the sports, I just ask you from a physical standpoint, with some of these sports that take a lot of exertion, conditioning, whether it's basketball, soccer, whatever it may be, how hard will it be for elite athletes to come back, because we don't know what their training has been like over the last 2 months?
I think that's a great point, Nate. It's going to be quite a challenge this year for all sports. Some that were stopped prematurely and some that had their season start postponed. It's going to be a challenging time. Certainly it's different than the typical year.
When you talk about, okay, is there a difference between, hey, I'm in the NBA, I played 60 games, then we got shut down, and then can I ramp it back up? Is there a difference between those guys and a season that never started?
There's a difference, absolutely. The typical sports season, from a medical standpoint, if you want to break it down, you consider the season, then you have your postseason, which is critical for recovery, both mentally and physically. Then you've got the so-called off-season, that's a few months, and that's when athletes, especially elite athletes, typically work extremely hard. So they do a lot of intensive conditioning, you know, 5-6 days a week, focusing on strength, flexibility, endurance. And then the preseason, which it varies by sport, like you said, but is typically considered kind of 1 to 3 months across sports. And that's when athletes need to work on one of the most important things, is preventing injury. So it's tough to have an athlete of any level, a weekend warrior, a high school athlete, or a professional, just jump right back into it without having that critical preseason time.
Dr. Christian Gaffney, Inside Sports Medicine, Black Hills Orthopedic and Spine Center, spine surgeon. He's an orthopedic surgeon. So I want to go there. Speaking of injury, you fix injuries. Is there a higher chance for injury if you don't take the proper time here in the comeback?
Oh, there's no question, Nate. Even in a typical year, when athletes know when they're going to start and finish, injuries are always much higher in the beginning of the season. And that goes for injuries like heat exhaustion and heat stroke, which are very prevalent in football, for example, to more chronic youth injuries like strains and sprains. So I would not be surprised, and I'm actually looking forward to seeing what the data shows on injuries this season compared to others. I think they're going to be higher, unfortunately.
Well, it's interesting. It really is, because the NBA just announced, okay, maybe by July 31st. That's a long time. And I know it's not just the sports training side of it, and there's other things that need to go in for precaution, safety, and everything. But they are trying to ramp up. And even in a sport like baseball, people don't think about it, right? Dr. Gaffney is, well, baseball, not a ton of running, but you can't just walk back in and throw a 100-mile-an-hour fastball.
No, absolutely. Yeah, I think some sports are absolutely more aerobic, soccer, basketball, constantly moving. But sports like baseball, sports that involve very short bursts of explosive activity, can be just as prone to injury.
Yeah.
And in baseball, of course, you have a tremendous amount of shoulder injuries and overuse injuries of the shoulder, not just in pitchers, but in all the players.
By the way, this doesn't only apply to pros. We've been looking at the pro comeback, but This has to be important when we, I'll let you go with this, local athletes here. I know people are, you know, parents are concerned about the health side of things, but they've also got to understand local athletes here being smart, ramping up their comeback, because a lot of our kids haven't been as active as they normally are.
Absolutely, yeah, that's a great point. Kids, high school athletes, college athletes are going to be kind of dealing with the same types of issues and concerns this year with this unusual situation.
Yeah, just play it smart. I'm telling you, you can't just walk back out and hit the field, hit the court. I know some leagues are getting going. Hope everybody gets going safely. Dr. Christian Gaffney's part of the team, Black Hills Orthopedic and Spine Center. He's an orthopedic surgeon out there. BHOSC.com, and we go inside sports medicine. Thanks for coming on. I appreciate it. Hope you have a great weekend.
Thanks so much, Nate. Happy birthday to your wife.
Oh, I appreciate it. All right. First happy birthday wish. All right.